I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 868. Won't you be my neighbor? You couldn't help but have a warm, welcoming feeling when Mr. Rogers would change his shoes and put on his sweater and start singing, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?" I bet you're smiling just hearing those words again. But is there more to being a neighbor than the sweet sentiment of a catchy tune? Of course there is. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart and to love others as we love ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus himself to live his life of love through our lives as we love? The classic neighbor story in the Gospels has to be the Good Samaritan. Now there's a lot to this story, way too much for our time together. So let's just focus on the one question the lawyer asked, who is my neighbor? And the thing we need to remember is that neighbor is not about proximity. It's not about the people around us, in our neighborhood, on our team, in our family, our coworkers and such. That's not what Jesus did with the word. At the end of the story, Jesus defined neighbor not by location, but by compassion. In other words, you can have neighbors, as we think of neighbors, and not have neighbors, or not be a neighbor, as Jesus sees it. Here's what Jesus said. At the end of the story, he said, "Which one of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" The neighbor is not the poor man on the road, but the person who crossed the road to care for the one in need. Being near people, or even living near people, doesn't make you or them neighbors by this understanding. Instead, the person who sees a need and specifically, sacrificially, intentionally, and persistently meets that need, there's the neighbor. Mr. Rogers, applying Jesus' lesson, said this, "All of us at some time or other need help. Whether we're giving or receiving help, each one of us has something valuable to bring to this world. That's one of the things that connects us as neighbors. Each in our own way, each one of us is a giver and a receiver. We live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say it's not my child, not my community, not my world, not my problem. Then there are those who see the need and respond. I consider those people my heroes," he wrote. Here's the great question. Who, look back on your life, who has been the best neighbor to you, and what makes that true? Let's pray this prayer from faithandworship.com. Lord, you have said that to truly love you, I must also love my neighbor, which can be difficult when we disagree or lifestyles clash. Yet in overcoming those difficulties, it's possible to see the miracle that you love someone like me. Teach me to love, Lord, as you have loved us, that this world might be a better neighborhood in which to live and share. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 869. And in the meantime, neighboring is not just about bringing homemade cookies to the nice family across the street. Neighboring is going across the street when it's not fun or convenient or easy. It's going to require getting out of our comfort zone. It's going to require doing something that may cost us something for someone else's good. It may mean breaking down some prejudices or stereotypes that have been long held and pervasive. But it's got T2G written all over it. Your neighbor is not the person across the street from you, but the person who crosses the street to you to get to you when you're in need. You know, I bet if you look around today, you'll see someone looking at you silently and hopefully singing, "Won't you be my neighbor?"